You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Now, here was another fellow that came along, and he was healed. Doesn't want to know him at all. I mean, the fellow just laid hand. I mean, he is dying. I mean, medical science has done all it could for him. I mean, bless your heart, you know, we're not belittling the medical science. We all know that. They get beyond medical aid. If it didn't, well, nobody would die. Amen. And they'd done all they could for him. They said he had to die. Well, they took him out here to a Pentecostal meeting. Actually, we used to have those old Brush Arbor meetings. Don't know anything about them anymore. You know what a Brush Arbor is? Anybody know what a Brush Arbor is? See, it dates you. You know how old you are. Especially down in East Texas, we used to have Brush Arbor meetings. You know, just takes a post, put it in the ground, you know, and just take brush and take your wire or something and string it around. You know, put that brush up on it, sort of shields you a little bit from, if you're in the daytime, from the sun or whatever happens, you know. And then people stand all around. Brush Arbor.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Incline Thine Ear, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now, when do you throw it away? Well, you'll know.
Yes.
Well, I don't know yet. Well, keep taking it until
That's
you do
right.
know.
That's right.
See, don't follow the other fellow's example unless God witnesses to you.
Yes.
Just like I know of a minister, pastor right over in Kansas. And without their medication, they'll die. So they throwed their medicine away and said, I'm going to trust God or die. Well, if I could have been there, I'd have told him, you missed it. You better hold on to that medicine because that's what you're going to do is die. You can tell them what they said. If they trusted God, they would have said, I'm going to trust God and live. But they said, I'm going to trust God or die. So sure enough, that's what they did. They died. Now, right on the other hand, I remember when we first started school, that is, moved out here. First year we was out here. We had a minister come by that was had been a Presbyterian missionary to the Navajo Indians. Actually, Brother and Sister Davis, who worked for us here, he came here to school, and Brother Duncan had a school here, and he went there, and she worked for us in our office over on North Utica. And then they felt called, they were Presbyterian background, filled with the Spirit now, and so they felt led to work among the Indians, and so they went out there. And their Presbyterian background and this Presbyterian missionary there, why, he put them over their young people. And they got all their young people baptized the Holy Ghost. Before you know it, they had all the church baptized the Holy Ghost, that Presbyterian church speaking with tongues. And they got him on my tapes and books. And he had an incurable disease. And without medication, he can go for 3 days, but the third day, he's dead. He's dead. Well, now, like he testified to the student body, as he came through here, and we had him to speak here, but he said, now, don't do this. No, I don't advise anybody to do this. He said, see, I stayed on those tapes and on those books until I knew I've got it. We didn't have cassette, had those old tapes, you know. And so he said, Brother Davis and me, five of us men, we went way back up in the mountains of northern Arizona, you know, in southern Colorado in there, way back in there, you know. We went in a Jeep so far, and then we rode on horses so far, and then we just went by foot. You couldn't even get in any other way. And we got away back up in there in the cabin, just sort of a little retreat, so don't get off here, you know, seek God. And he said, I got to listen to those tapes praying, and you can't get back. You can't get back in 3 days. And so I took my medication and threw it in one of those canyons. And I said, don't do that, because I did. I knew. Well, you see, he didn't die, because there he was standing right there talking to us. We know he didn't die. It's self-evident. Amen. He's healed. He was healed. But like he said, I wasn't healed because I threw my medicine away. See, now somebody hears that and they think, well, boy, I'll be about to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You know, bless their hearts. And then we all have some place to go, their funeral. So he said, now don't do that just because I did. I didn't do that to receive my healing. I did that because I knew I was healed. Amen. Where were we? Yeah. And he prayed. So it's scriptural to pray then, isn't it? See, we're at advantage. We got the New Testament now. We know that because we go over and read James. Amen? But see, they didn't have a New Testament to read. He prayed and laid hands on him and healed him. Well, yeah, but now he's an apostle. No, the way he did it was by prayer and laying on hands, and prayer and laying on hands belongs to all of us, belongs to the church. All right, now let's read the next verse. So when this was done, that is, the father of Publius, this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. Well, how were they healed? I suppose that they's healed the same way, through prayer and laying on of hands. Wouldn't you imagine they were? Amen? I said amen. Amen. So the thought I want you to see is this. Incline your ear to God's sayings. Like I said, when I first came, I was healed on my own faith because I believed God. Mark 11, 23 and 24. But then after I came among Pentecostal people, you see, and I remember one of the first healing evangelists that I heard. He anointed everybody's oil. I mean, he'd run a healing line up over the platform. Big auditorium meeting full of people. He'd have somebody stand there holding a little bowl like that's got some olive oil. He'd dip his finger in that and put it on people's forehead. He's strong on that. Well, now what? Well, he was dying. Last stages of tuberculosis. Doctors had given up on him. I mean, said he's dying. He could just go any minute. He's that far gone. Somebody came along north of the wall and prayed. In 30 minutes' time, he's running down the steps healed. And like I said, I saw him these years later. See, he knows that works. Bless God, it worked for him. See, he's strong on that. And he got people healed. Now, Brother P.C. Nelson, Dad Nelson, as we called him, he'd preach usually. Now, he had become Assemblies of God. He was sort of independent Pentecostal to begin with. He was Baptist to begin with. 32 years a Baptist minister. And then he was run over by an automobile. And the doctors wanted to take his right leg off at the knee. And God began to deal with him. Because, see, he'd read that, you know, is any sick among them, call for the elders of the church. James 5:14, let them pray of him, in the name of the Lord, prayer and faith, save sick, Lord, shall raise him up. And the Lord brought that to his attention. See, he didn't want to lose a leg, a limb. And so he said, he tried to excuse himself. I said, Lord, we don't practice that in the Baptist church, though. And I don't know of any pastor or preacher or minister anywhere that does that. And he said, the Lord reminded him of a college professor, a woman. Think about that, being Baptist. A woman, college professor. Some of his own members of his church had been healed when she laid hands on him, anointed with oil. Said, call her. Well, he didn't want to, but it's either that or else have his leg taken off. And he didn't have, you know, therefore he'd have to have a peg leg. They didn't have these artificial legs, and they didn't know how to make them then, you know. They just make a peg leg, you know. And so he called her. She came. And so her husband came along with her. Now, he's Christian, all right, but he don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. She does. College professor. And so she's going to anoint him with oil, and did anoint him with oil. And while she's praying, the Holy Ghost gave her a message in tongues. So she spoke with tongue. He'd never heard it before. And interpreted. And here's what it said. Now, I'll heal you because my servants have come in faith, and you in faith have called for them to anoint you with oil. But if you'll just take your healing entirely on your own faith, not only will I heal you, but I'll give you also a ministry of healing. So he said, I'll just take it on my own faith. Amen. And that was about Thursday. Of course, his faith wasn't strong enough to get it instantly. But by Sunday, he is filling his pulpit. Amen. Healed. So he preached healing. He went across the nation with a tent preaching healing. 22, 23, 24, 25. Finally established Southwestern Bible Institute, which was an independent college to begin with, over here in Enid, Oklahoma, 1928. And then he became affiliated with the Assemblies of God. And for many years, every general council you'd go to, have a general council every 2 years, why, he'd pray for the sick. They'd have him to pray for the sick, minister to the sick. And he'd do that. He'd anoint with oil. See, that's the way he has healed that woman, anoint that college professor, anointing him with oil. Boy, he knows that works. Saved him taking his leg off. Amen. So, see, his faith starts working on that level. So he'd always do that. You'd see him at general council. He'd stand there, somebody have a little bowl of oil, you know, and he'd anoint people. People get healed. Had an outstanding healing ministry. Amen. Now, they knew that work. Now, here was another fellow that came along, and he was healed. Didn't anoint him with oil. I mean, the fellow just laid hands. I mean, he is dying. I mean, medical science has done all it could for him. I mean, bless your heart, you know, we're not belittling medical science. We all know that. They get beyond medical aid. If it didn't, nobody would die. Amen. And they'd done all they could for him. They said he had to die. Well, they took him out here to a Pentecostal meeting. Actually, we used to have those old Brush Arbor meetings. Don't know anything about them anymore. You know what a Brush Arbor is? Anybody know what a Brush Arbor is? See, it dates you. You don't know how old you are. Especially down in East Texas, we used to have Brush Arbor meetings. You know, just take a post, put it in the ground, you know, and just take brush and take your wire or something and string it around. You know, put that brush up on it, sort of shields you a little bit from, if you're in the daytime, from the sun or whatever happens, you know. And then people stand all around, Brush Arbor. And so this is just out in the country, a Brush Arbor meeting. And they carried him out there, took him out of bed because he's bedfast, put him in the back seat of a car, rolled up there just as close as he could, old T-model Ford. Old T-model Ford. Drove up there just as close as he could. Told the evangelist about it, and that evangelist just come out there, because see, he's bedfast, lying in the back seat of that old T-model Ford. See? And that evangelist come out there and just laid hands on him and rebuked the devil and commanded the devil to leave him, and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to be healed, and he is healed. So that's the way he ministered to the sick, because he knew that worked. Praise God. I mean, every time he prayed for somebody, he'd rebuke the devil. Amen. He'd come against the devil and command him to be healed. Didn't anoint the oil at all. Had phenomenal success. Now why? Because God used him that way.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD, How to Grow in Love, along with his book titled, The Healers in Your House. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Finally, we have Kenneth E. Hagin's DVD, Bringing Back the King. All these items are for the special price of only $30. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
1.5 weeks, and what happens?
They turn the switch and all the
about 2 million
or more Christmas lights come on this campus.
That's
all
right.
Over this campus.
And it is a beautiful sight.
Yes, it is. Yes,
and
it is.
This year we have something new. We have a train this year that you can ride around the campus.
Yeah.
We've had carriage rides in the past, but this is a special train that we just have purchased and gotten.
Yes.
It's going to be really neat. And of course, the park. Oh, my goodness. The park is just beautiful. And there's concessions, hot chocolate, but I like the mini donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Those are really wonderful. But that starts Wednesday.
Well, don't forget the funnel cakes.
Oh, yeah, the funnel cakes. Well, I like the donuts better, but you like the funnel cakes.
I like the funnel cakes, yeah.
That is Wednesday, November the 26th. We turn on the lights here on the campus. You can go to rhemalights.org, and there's some pictures, but you have to come in person.
Yeah,
you have to come in person.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Incline Thine Ear. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.